ebook publishers and marketing services company Just Imagine It, Inc. presents Get Behind Me, Now Stay There, a new fun-filled, informative podcast available on iTunes and right here locally on KSKQ Ashland, Oregon, 89.5 FM. Art and entertainment news and views. Today, we talk to one of the Grammy nominees for Best Children's Album. We see the world through the eyes of Gustavo Alarco, and we feature an audiobook read by Blackstone studio director Grover Gardner. All right here after the news you want to know.
Hello, and thank you for joining us. I'm Lucia Sherman.
And I'm Cyrus Emerson. Here's a look at our top stories in the art and entertainment world. Wikipedia, the largest collaborative online encyclopedia, blacked out on January 18th to protest the Stop Online Piracy Act that is gaining momentum with U.S. lawmakers. Other internet service giants such as Google, Facebook, and Twitter already opposed the proposed law, calling it well-intentioned but draconian in respect to the powers it gives law enforcement. Jimmy Jimbo Wales tweeted a friendly warning to students on his account. Student warning, do your homework early. Wikipedia protesting bad law on Wednesday. Meanwhile, The Guardian headlined an article saying that the Twitter CEO purportedly called the Wikipedia blackout silly. Nearly 25 million internet users visit the English version of the online encyclopedia every day. Did you happen to go on Wikipedia during that blackout, Lucia?
No, but I'm very well aware of what's going on, and I think it's terrific, personally.
It's a great way to protest.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think people are taking power back into their own hands, and
power to the people.
Yeah, man.
Actually, I got to go on the site, and then it was like a second later, it blacked out. And it asked me to put in my zip code because, you know, it was an announcement about protesting SOPA. And
really?
Yeah. And when you put in your zip code, of course, it popped up your representatives. So, you know, yeah, with the phone numbers and who to call to your business to.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. You know, it's a lesson to all of us that sit back and don't do anything about issues that come up. That we disagree with. It's, you know, it's very important that we become engaged with politics in this country. And if we don't, you know, too bad for you, because we individually have a choice.
Definitely. As everything goes digital, I mean, politics are going digital too, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to believe YouTube is only 5 years old. And it's remarkable that the video sharing site has lasted this long. But YouTube, the world's third most visited website after Google and Facebook, shows no signs of slowing down. YouTube's users now clock more than 2 billion views every single day. That kind of reach must have been inconceivable for former PayPal co-workers Chad Hurley, Steve Chen, and Jawed Karim, who created YouTube as a Flickr-style sharing site for videos in February 2005. They posted their first clip, a 19-second shot of Karim at the San Diego Zoo that April, and by November, with the aid of neophyte-friendly uploading software, YouTube users were sending 8 terabytes of data flickering across the internet every day. The equivalent, Hurley noted, of the entire contents of a Blockbuster store. By the time Google paid $1.65 billion in stock for the company in the fall of 2006, the site boasted more than 700 million views a week. Today, more video is uploaded to YouTube in 60 days than what all three U.S. television networks have created in 60 years. Can you believe that?
That's unbelievable. Yeah, 5 years old. That's just unbelievable. It seems like I can't remember when YouTube wasn't around. Yeah, well for me, yeah. And that's an amazing statistic. I mean, uploaded more in 60 days than U.S. television networks in 60 years.
Oh, my God. I can't even wrap my head around that one. But, you know, I love YouTube because it also, getting back to what we were just talking about, it gives the people a voice. And it was very instrumental in a lot of the recent presidential elections.
We have a great, there's Just Imagine It, Inc. promotional video just got uploaded to YouTube. It's
excellent.
Great. Yeah, all the way from England.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. And can you tell me about that?
It's an English actress, and she just does a little, you know, audiobook. You get your audiobooks from Just Imagine It, Inc., and she's very well spoken, and you know, she even gives out a little, you know, have a major league day at the end.
Oh, just like Charlie says.
Just
all
like
the
Charlie
time.
Does.
Oh, that Charlie. He's so funny.
New York news flash: Stephen Colbert isn't running for president.
Oh no!
During Thursday night's episode of the Colbert Report, Colbert legally transferred his Super Political Action Committee to his friend and Comedy Central cohort, Jon Stewart. Dropping by from The Daily Show, Stewart happily signed the documents and accepted the post, which was ceremoniously observed by the two holding hands and bodily transferring the PAC powers. The move potentially paves the way for Colbert to enter the Republican presidential primary in South Carolina, his home state. Campaigning politicians are prohibited from simultaneously running super PACs, but Colbert only hinted at such a decision, which he had grandly hyped ahead of Thursday's show. In flirting candidate style, he announced that he is forming an exploratory committee to lay the groundwork for his possible candidacy for the President of the United States. Stewart and Colbert hashed out the legalities of their arrangement, with the former chairman of the Federal Election Commission on hand. They spelled out that while Colbert was legally forbidden from participating in strategy and advertising with a super PAC, he could still talk about his plans on his TV show and even volunteer for the super PAC. In 2007, Colbert attempted to enter the South Carolina primary, but was stymied by filing fees. The super PAC could very well eliminate any such financial concerns. Colbert hasn't publicly revealed the amount raised from viewer contributions by the PAC, but on Thursday, he repeatedly hinted that it was a shockingly large amount. Now, maybe that's the future of politics too, right there. TV personalities, you know, with internet presence. Yeah, you know, like Ronald Reagan. You know, he was an actor. He was in the movies. And then, you know, he made his jump into politics. You know, Colbert, he's got the political satire, and sometimes you can't tell if it's not news.
Well, you know, there was talk a while back about Alec Baldwin running for office, and I guess he decided against it. I don't know.
Well, maybe Alec Baldwin will tweet if he decides to run for president.
There you go. Speaking of Alec Baldwin, he famously resigned from Twitter following his feud with American Airlines last month. But after just a few weeks off, the 30 Rock star began tweeting yet again. According to the actor, he returned to the social media networking site because of the high number of Alec Baldwin Twitter imposters. Can you believe that, Cyrus? That just shocks me. Anyway, there's a lot of people who have different variations. That's very common, Alec told Access Hollywood of faux Alex's tweeting. I think I went back for that reason. I'm so tired of people writing the wrong thing. The 53-year-old star has returned to the small screen with 30 Rock Season 6, and Alec is proud of the new episodes. I'm excited, he told Access. We started late this year, which is weird, but I think that the shows have been pretty funny. As for those pesky rumors that he'll soon leave the Tina Fey-led hit, Alec says he's still having way too much fun playing TV exec Jack Donaghy. We're in our sixth year, and I still go to work, and they hand me the scripts, and I go, you gotta be kidding me. It's been a lot of fun.
Kind of like, get behind me, not stay there.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys hand me the scripts and I say, you got to be kidding me. No, just kidding.
So yeah, Tina Fey, not only does she have the 30 Rock show, but she's also been nominated for a Grammy this year for her audiobook Bossy
Excellent.
Pants.
Excellent. Bossy Pants?
Yeah, maybe she's taking on Alex's role or something. Roy Holiday rescues Amazon native after an anaconda attack. Only in the Amazon and not the online one. Mm-hmm. Holiday, runner-up for the Cy Young Award in the National League, showed he could tame the deadliest of rivers as effectively as he tames opposing lineups for the Philadelphia Phillies. Bassmaster Skeet Reese broke the news on his blog. What we figured out is that a Brazilian man fishing in a river for a tropical fish to sell for aquariums got attacked by an anaconda. The snake apparently bit him, and he was able to free himself before the snake wrapped him up. Instead, the snake wrapped up his motor on the back of his 14-foot dugout canoe and tore it off the back of the boat. Holiday helped him gather his gear and flip the boat back over and then towed him home. That's
wow.
Better. Yeah, amazing. That's better service than AAA.
Wow. Can you believe that?
Unreal.
But actually, he got out of it.
Yeah. Well, to be
unscathed.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah, it's like a crocodile attack or something. I mean,
oh,
an anaconda could seriously wrap you up and swallow you. It's amazing.
You know, that man's a hero.
Yeah, Roy Holiday.
Yeah.
Next
impressed.
Year, I hope he wins the Cy Young next year now.
Yeah, you should.
You know, on a Today Show, Matt Lauer, he brought him out and he was talking to him about the new movie, We Bought a Zoo. And I guess Scarlett Johansson has called out Matt Damon, saying that as soon as you put a snake in front of him, he cries like a baby.
Oh, well, you know, we all have our fears.
Definitely. Yeah, so that's Matt Damon.
But I guess he couldn't do that. I guess he
wouldn't be in Brazil saving people from anaconda attacks.
Not like Mr. Roy.
Nope, the good doctor.
The good doctor. Yeah. Well, speaking of the good doctors and helping others, Louis C.K. cut out TV networks by selling his latest comedy special online, then used network airtime to promote it. The strategy helped him earn a cool $1 million in a matter of days, half of which he's giving away to his staff and charities. It's hard to think of a more stick-it-to-the-man approach to distributing your work. But the man, in this case TV networks and the conglomerates that own them, don't seem to mind. Can you believe that?
That's unbelievable.
That surprised me. Networks have given him prominent platforms to promote the special, live at the Beacon Theater, and its success has only added to the prestige of CK's FX comedy, Louie. It hasn't hurt CK's reputation either. The New York Times said this week he's ascended to show business sainthood, and that was before he announced plans to give $280,000 to charities. Man, he is a saint.
Definitely.
They include the Fistula Foundation, which helps women injured in childbirth, Green Chimneys, which works with children and animals, the Pab Love Foundation, which helps children with cancer, Charity Water, which provides clean drinking water, and Kiva, which gives microloans. He will also pay out $250,000 in bonuses to staff. But if you pitch CK's success with the special as a Christmas movie, people might say it was too corny to be believable. And you know what, Cyrus? I would say that. I would absolutely say that. And I think it's a wonderful thing he's done.
Yeah, I just wish I was on his staff. You know, to be giving that kind of money away.
What a great guy.
Yeah, but there's another on MSN. I just saw an article. There's a billionaire who's given $5 million to the federal government to help with the reconstruction of the Washington Monument.
Oh.
So he's a big history buff.
Oh.
So philanthropy lives.
Oh, yeah. I love that story. You know, our great monuments in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, et cetera, you know, we need to take care of those because it's our history and they stand for something so majestic.
Yeah, it's the identity of the country, you know, United States of America. So, yeah, that's a look at your art and entertainment news. Keep listening for Blackstone's special feature.
There are lots of animals to say hello. You're down around the Gulf of Mexico. In the waters deep and shallow, on the land and in the sky. are lots and lots of animals waiting to say hi.
The New Orleans children's CD, Gulf Alive, brings to life the enchanting wildlife and lifestyles of southern Louisiana. Its creators spoke with the president of Just Imagine Inc., Charlie Stanton.
All right, welcome to another exciting episode. Get behind me now, stay there. Today we're talking to the banana plant, Sid Berger and Gwen Torres. How are you folks doing?
We're doing good.
Terrific.
We're nominated for a Grammy. Well, excited.
Well, who wouldn't be? You know, and, you know, that's quite an accomplishment just in itself. And I know everybody says that, but, you know, The Gulf Alive is the name of the CD, and that's what you are nominated for in this year's Grammy Awards. I have listened to it personally myself and played it for my 8 and 7-year-old daughters who insist that we play this all day long. You guys want to comment on that?
Oh, really?
Yes, their favorites are the pelican.
Or who can grab a little dinner, hold it in his bill, eat a little now or whenever he will. The pelican.
And Albert the alligator.
Albert, alligator. I think I got your number.
Yeah, I mean, that is our target demo. It's not nursery school level, but, you know, young school age. Those can appreciate it more. And we tried to make it musical enough that they could feel it and groove to it and appreciate all the different musical styles.
And parents could, too. Parents could have a good time and not be distressed when they had to listen to it all day long.
Well, you know, the music is I don't want to say it's too adult, but because there's just enough of a children's, underlying theme to it. It just, you know, it sounds good, and, I highly recommend everybody go out and get a copy of it. And we played it in the beginning, and the girls were like, they liked to dance, and they were, you know, doing their little moves, and they love it. You know, and then what they really liked a lot was the coloring book that comes along with it.
Well, great.
That's wonderful.
Gwen's father is an illustrator, and we put together the coloring book with the animals from the songs and made it, you know, a big project.
Well, how did the project come about? And maybe, you know, for all our listeners out there, tell us about Gulf Alive, you know, celebrating the Gulf creatures and features, and, you know, how it came about, and what your goal is.
Initially, after the Gulf oil spill, you know, there was a lot of talk about the emergency plans of the major oil companies, and the emergency plans called for saving the walruses in the Gulf. Well, there are no walruses in the Gulf. And Sid and I thought, we've got to do something. We have a perfect, we have an online children's toy store. We have, a way to reach people. And this is something we can do. We can help the rest of the world learn about what's unique about our area, about all the creatures that live here, and the wonderful culture that makes the Southern Gulf, region of the country, such a special place, and that's what happened. We just got excited about it and started writing and producing and performing and making it happen.
Yeah, we're both songwriter musicians, and we've been talking about a child album, and all of a sudden the theme came up, and it just clicked, and we turned the whole thing around in 6 weeks, and the rest is history.
Well, you know, it's a wonderful CD and a wonderful project, and you can learn quite a bit from it. You know, I didn't know that there was no walruses in the Gulf, because I now that you have the Grammy nomination and your CDs are out, and there's also a video with it. I mean, have you been good response for this? You know,
it's not as overwhelming as we thought. It's in CD Baby, a couple of local record stores on our own store website, and CD Baby has connections, and I think it's on Amazon, too.
Oh, great.
But locally, when the press ran the story of all the different New Orleans nominees that were just announced, we're relatively new, and nobody knew what the banana plant was and didn't realize they were local, so we were left out of those stories. crisscrossed the music industry here in a lot of different ways. I started doing jingles at a local studio, and they would occasionally have me submit songs for their local artists who were doing albums, and I had a few things selected for that. And in 1985, a friend and I wrote the New Orleans version of We Are the World, called Give Today for Tomorrow, to tie in with another local hunger charity movement that was being started by Aaron Neville and Alan Toussaint. And out of that grew New Orleans Artists Against Hunger and Homelessness, that 25 years later is still going. I've been a board member since the beginning. I was president last year. And what we do is put on musical events using all the New Orleans pool of talent who donate their talent, and we charge appropriately for the nature of event. It might be a small venue at House of Blues or a Black Tie Gala or arena concert. And so from the sides, we've got to be production people putting these things on and hanging with them in that regard. But for the most part, we were in the advertising industry and, you know, occasionally going into the studio and hiring them, you know, to do our jingles.
Well, you know, the CD is great. I was listening to it, thinking to myself, you know, okay, well, I got to preview this. And then, you know, the girls came in from the other room, like, hey, what's that? You know?
Oh, that's wonderful. And, you know, that's the best part of doing this, is to hear something like that, because the truth of the matter is we all would love to make a fortune. We'd all love to not worry about money ever again. But at the same time, you know, I think we've hit a point in our lives, you know, where we've had successful careers, we've, you know, enjoyed successes otherwise, and this is just a passion. This is something we love to do, and so if we hear that someone, you know, kids are enjoying this and having a good time, that's really what feeds your soul if you're a musician or a songwriter.
Are you going to go to the Grammys?
Yes.
You bet.
Oh, wow.
His son lives in L.A. He's a screenwriter in L.A., a fairly successful screenwriter in L.A., so, you know, how could we not go?
Oh.
Yeah, between us as nominees, we get three comps, and we're trying to figure out how to get my son's wife the four tickets so they can all sit together. We're still working out the logistics, but no, we've already got our hotel booked, and we're going.
You know, it's a pinnacle experience. You know, we're not young chicks. We're about your age. So not that you're not a young chick, but based on what you said,
well,
you know, we're all of us pretty much the same generation. And this is a pinnacle experience. This is, you know, if you're a songwriter, you know, this is what you want to do. This is everything.
There's two presentations. You probably know. Best Children's Album is in the daytime, non-televised portion. And in the evening is the televised portion, and we get to go to both, and we get to go to the after party.
Golf Alive is the name of the CD, Creating Golf Creatures and Features. It's great. It's informative. It's great music, and the singing is great. It really is.
Oh,
you know,
thank you. That's...
No, I like it. It was good. And you know, I was reading about, you know, how you had made it, you know, in the studio that you use, and I was like, uh-huh. you would have no idea that this was recorded at your home. No idea whatsoever. not unless you had told me. I wouldn't have known.
Well, we had set up this little ISDN studio for doing some voice work. You know, that's something that I did on the side, and realized, oh, well, we can, you know, record all our music in here. It's perfect, except it's really tiny. But Sid was very clever in how he set this up and ran air through. Ran
oh,
air
wow.
Because we realized we could only stay alive for about an hour in there, tops.
Well. But it worked out great. We can't record on Thursdays because that's when the neighbor cuts his grass. And otherwise, it's really soundproof.
Now, does he cut the grass with his walrus in tow?
Sounds like it.
One last question for you folks. After you win the Grammy, will you come back on and tell us all about it?
Absolutely.
Oh, you bet.
You know, all right.
Lady Gaga really liked and all of that.
from your lips to, you know, cut mouth or whatever. Is that saying?
Something like
cut
that.
Ears. Thank you.
Okay. Good night, folks. And thank you so much. And, you know, once again, the CD is called Golf Alive. Celebrating the Golf Creatures and Features by the Banana Plant. All right, folks, we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
eyes, I can see your big eyeballs turning red and glow as soon as nighttime falls. Owlbear, alligator, I think I got your number. You're probably even older than my great-great-great-grandma, and you got way more scars than my cousin in Angola. You're a cold-blooded reptile with big old pointed teeth. You get real hungry and you're pretty fond of meat. But as long as you and me stay where we're supposed to be, we're happy together in our swamp community. Happy together in our swamp community. Hard as a refrigerator. You're longer than a Subaru and stronger than a cow. And if you hit me with your tail, I'll say much more than ow. Owlbear, alligator, what you doing later? In the sun and hunting possum stew. Ain't no getting bored when I can sit here watching you. Now I hate to admit to you I've eaten gator meat. My pawpaw cooks it up and it's a real big treat. But owlbear, alligator, I love you too much to eat. Happy together in our swamp community. Happy together in our swamp community. Owlbear, alligator. Alba, is that a smile on your face?
To learn more about Gulf Alive, visit us on our website at justimagineinc.com.
Dos hemisferios, solo un mundo que pudo pasar. Descontrolados, atormentados, no hay más ser.
Gustavo Alarco's new CD, Mundo Extraño, features a duet with Tanvi Shah, winner of a Grammy for the song Jai Ho, featured in the international mega hit Slumdog Millionaire. He spoke about this and more with the president of Just Imagine It, Inc., Charlie Stanton.
Hey, welcome everybody to another exciting episode of Get Behind Me Now, Stay There. Today we feature Gustavo Alarco from Huntington Beach, California, Argentina,
Los Angeles, Miami, New York, London, Tokyo, Buenos Aires,
Northern Italy, San Diego. Welcome, Gustavo.
Thank you, Edward. It's a great pleasure to be here with you. I'm thrilled. I'm actually now in San Diego. And it's been a beautiful, beautiful day here and a great year. I actually released this album, Mundo Extraño, the middle of August, and I have been getting a lot of airplay and a lot of attention to it, which is fantastic. Mundo Extraño translates to strange world, as you can tell by my Spanish speaking. Most of it is in Spanish. I do have a few tracks in English, and this is the first album I've done in years. I took a little break from recording just so that I could hang out and spend time with my family. And now I'm back at it.
You went to Edison High School, didn't you?
I did. Edison High School in Huntington Beach, and grew up in Huntington Beach. Had a great, great childhood. Was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and came out when I was two with my folks who, my father is actually a singer-songwriter. He was going to come out with his whole band. They already had their tickets, everything. And the last minute, the rest of the guys backed out. And he said, well, listen, I've got, I got my family. I've got, you know, my wife, my son. And we're going to go out there and check out California.
Well, we're glad you did, because your music's wonderful. And, you know, so tell me about track number five, you know, because I listened to it, and it's a cover of the George Michael song, Father Figure, which we all know in English, but you did it in Spanish, and it was really came out great. Tell us about that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I was fortunate enough when I was in Italy to get a chance to fly over to London and meet with George Michael's people. And I had always enjoyed his music. I thought that the album Faith was a great album. I mean, it had 7 or 8 number one hits throughout the life of its run. And always liked the song Father Figure. And I had written an adaptation to it in Spanish a while back. And I said, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to see if they might like it, first of all. And if so, if they would give me the go-ahead, the green light to go ahead and record it. And I was thrilled that Dick Leahy, who is his publisher, said yes. And
nice.
Got a chance to record it, and it turned out, I think, quite nice. I think and I hope that George will be very pleased with it.
I'm sure he will be, and I'm sure everyone will be as well. And we'll have a listen.
Yo seré tu amor eterno, con tu mano, con la mía. Yo te entregaré el cielo, todo lo que tú deseas. Yo seré tu amor eterno, he sufrido mucho ya. Yo seré tu fiel amante, siempre hasta el final.
You know, when you're writing your songs and you go into the studio to record, is this something that is always a long process that, you know, it's taken you a long time to do, or is it something that comes to you quickly?
You know, it depends. As a writer, sometimes I'll have, you know, like all writers, you sometimes have writer's block, but at times it just flows. And this most recent album really did just flow, which was interesting. I love collaborating with people, so I got a chance to collaborate with some great people on this album. In particular, a young producer named Greg Beery. He's 22 years young. He's an incredible musician, great producer, and most of the songs he and I wrote together.
Oh, all right, cool. 22 years young?
And remember that name, Greg Beery, because you're going to be seeing that a lot on a lot of albums in the future.
Let's talk about your live shows.
Let's talk about what?
Your live shows. Do you,
oh, yeah.
Do you like performing live?
Absolutely. We're actually in rehearsals right now for the upcoming Mundo Extraño tour, which will kick off, I believe it's late February or March of 2012. Got a great, great band. Anthony Cutieta, which is a phenomenal guitarist. I play a little bit of guitar. And,
nice.
Well, I'm not going to give away too much, because I'd like to talk with you again and share it when we're right in the middle of the tour.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we would look
and
forward to that.
Come out and play some stuff in the studio.
Yeah, you know, that would be fantastic. And, you know, you brought up Huntington Beach. And have you ever played in Huntington Beach?
I haven't played in Huntington Beach in quite some time. I did, you know, musical theater back when, after I'd gotten out of high school, which ironically, I did Grease. Remember the play Grease?
I do.
I did the play Grease quite some time ago in the place that is now called the Galaxy Theater.
Oh, that's right. The Galaxy Theater.
It used to be called the Harlequin Dinner Playhouse back then.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people have played the Galaxy Theater. Well, you know, they have a street fair there on Tuesday nights in Huntington Beach, where they close the main street down. Every Tuesday they do it, and there's a lot of artists come out there and play.
Well, I'll have to check that out. And if not play, I'd love to go listen, because, like I said, I am a huge music fan.
Yeah, the Gustavo, they have a lot of bands will set up just on corners, and I'm not just, you know, guys sitting there with the guitars. I'm talking, you know, the whole band is set up, and they just play, and they, you know, they.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been there with my daughters a few times, and every time the music is always different, and it's always from some place, you know, it's not just Beach Boy music, as you would think, or right. or rock and roll. You know, it's a lot of different varieties. You know, everything from world music from Brazil to reggae. You know, to jazz. I mean, it's speaking to people around the world. You know, and because wherever you may be, you know, we have a rather extensive listening audience. Roughly about 40,000 to 50,000 people a week download "Get Behind Me Now, Stay There" in Italy. And
ciao, everybody.
Yes, and you shot a video in Italy, did you not?
I did. I shot a video for this album in Italy for the song.
Noche sin dormir y yo buscando cuál es la razón de nuestro existir. Como un eclipse solar esperaré hasta 100 años para volverte a encontrar. Con solo tu mirar me hiciste viajar por el laberinto de tu piel. Y ahora que no estás, como un barco más, navego a la
Esperando, which means waiting, and we shot it in northern Italy in this gorgeous little Mediterranean town called Sestri Levante, which is right on the water. Parts of it we shot in the bay. The other parts we shot at a castle, which is also on the peninsula of Sestri Levante. Now, at that castle, there is a tower, and which is the Tower of Marconi, where Marconi did some radio transmissions from.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, there's no bad place to film or...
You feel like you're on a movie set because you are, because you've seen this growing up in the U.S. on films your whole life, you know, and then when you actually
Absolutely.
Go there, you're like, wow.
Absolutely.
Now, I would imagine if you came from India or Italy or China or whatever, and you came to Hollywood, you would have this similar experience, like, wow, you know?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, speaking of India, I was actually very honored to do a duet on this album with a gal named Tanvi Shah. Tanvi actually won a Grammy last year, 2010, for the song Jai Ho from Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, okay.
So she actually, we got a chance to meet, work together on some songwriting, and I wrote a song called Lluvia Lejana, which means distant rain, and Tanvi sings with me. She actually sings in Hindi, and later both of us sing in Spanish, and she's got a phenomenal pronunciation of the language, and she's very talented and a lovely young lady.
Día tras día
ocupas mi mente sin cesar. ¿Cómo podría a tu lado de nuevo estar? Día tras día sueño tu cabello acariciar. Tus ojos que brillan me cautivan aunque no estás. Lluvia lejana sigue viniendo, entre mis brazos sigues cayendo. Ni esta distancia que nos separa, mi corazón por ti va latiendo. Lluvia lejana cae constante, de mis pensamientos te adueñaste. Aunque tan lejos estás presente, como tatuaje permanente en mi corazón. Besando tus labios deseo estar donde te has metido. Esto parece una horrenda eternidad. Día tras día el tiempo se ha pautado en brevedad. Contigo a la deriva, disfrutando de tu cuerpo anhelo estar. Lluvia lejana sigue viniendo, entre mis brazos sigues cayendo. Y esta distancia que nos separa, mi corazón por ti va latiendo. Lluvia lejana cae constante, de mis pensamientos te adueñaste. Aunque tan lejos estás presente, como tatuaje permanente en mi corazón.
Esa lluvia sigue cayendo fuerte,
quiero cobijarte mi vida.
Me haces tanta falta, quiero que regreses.
Contra el reloj estoy batallando.
No aguanto más un instante sin ti.
Quisiera transportarme.
Atormentado, voy a morir.
No.
Lluvia lejana sigue viniendo, entre mis brazos sigues cayendo. Esta distancia que nos separa, mi corazón por ti va latiendo. Lluvia lejana cae constante, de mis pensamientos te adueñaste. Aunque tan lejos estás presente, como tatuaje permanente en mi corazón.
Do you have plans on going to India, Gustavo?
I would love to. I would love to. So if anybody out there is listening in India and has a venue, be 5 people, 10 people, 50 people, I'm in.
Well, dude, I think you should start packing your bags because we have our biggest audience outside of the United States is India. Mumbai, love you.
Cool. Love you guys in India. Love you.
We're even thinking about seriously about taking up cricket.
Now, that's a little difficult.
Now, do you speak any other languages besides Spanish and English?
I speak Italian as well. I do, from being able to go to Italy a handful of times. It's very similar to Spanish. It's just one of the Romance languages. It was fairly easy for me to pick up.
Well, Gustavo, this is your big chance here to talk to everyone in Italy, well, at least 50,000 people, and we would really dig it if you would just, like, talk to them in Italian, give them say something to them, and we...
You got it.
Yeah.
Of course. Ciao, ragazzo, ragazzi. Sono Gustavo Alarcò. Mi piacerebbe tantissimo che si puoi suonare mio disco, Mundo Extraño, donde vuoi. Anche mi piacerebbe tantissimo andare a fare concerto in l'Italia. Ho fatto un video musicale per la canzone Esperando, che la puoi vedere in YouTube e anche in mio sito di internet, che è www.gustavoalarco.com. Aspetto poter ir a cantare lì lo più pronto, poi presto.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Amen. So yeah, I would love to go back and perform there, is what I was saying, and do some concerts, and just what a pleasure it was to film my video out there.
We've been talking with Gustavo, and you know, tell everybody again where they can get your music. Of course, they can get it on justimagineinc.com, where you will be the featured musical artist. It's available at Amazon, iTunes, and on your
Rhapsody, Spotify, all of the major digital outlets, as well as our website, which again, it's www.gustavoalarco.com. That's GUSTAVOALARCO.com.
All right, Gustavo, it's been great, dude. And I hope you come back and talk to us when you're on tour.
To learn more about Gustavo Alarco, visit us at justimagineitinc.com.
Well, the first days are the hardest days, don't you worry anymore. 'Cause when life looks like easy street, there is danger at your door. Think this through with me, let me know your mind. Whoa, what I want to know is, are you kind?
Defending Jacob tops the charts at Blackstone Audio, Inc. this month. Andy Barber has been an assistant district attorney in his suburban Massachusetts county for more than 20 years. He's respected in his community, tenacious in the courtroom, and happy at home with his wife, Lori, and son, Jacob. But when a shocking crime shatters their New England town, Andy is blindsided by what happens next. His 14-year-old son is charged with the murder of a fellow student. Every parental instinct Andy has rallies to protect his son. Jacob insists that he is innocent, and Andy believes him. Andy must. He's his father. But as damning facts and shocking revelations surface, a marriage threatens to crumble and the trial intensifies. And as the crisis reveals how little a father knows about his son, Andy will face a trial of his own. Between loyalty and justice, between truth and allegation, between a past he's tried to bury and a future he cannot conceive.
There were three people there, seated at the conference table. Canavan, LeJudas, and a press guy named Larry Siff, whose constant presence at Canavan's side for the past year or so had been a discouraging sign of the permanent campaign. I had no beef with Siff personally, but I despised his intrusion into a sacred process to which I had devoted my life. Most of the time, he did not even have to speak. His mere presence ensured that political implications would be considered. District Attorney Canavan said, "Sit down, Andy." "Did you really think you needed all this, Lynn? What did you think I was going to do, jump out the window?" "It's for your own good. You know how it goes." "How what goes? I feel like I'm under arrest." "No, we just have to be careful. People get upset. They react unpredictably. We don't want any scenes. You'd have done the same thing." "Not true." I sat down. "So, what am I going to be upset about?" "Andy," she said, "we have some bad news." "On the Rifkin case? The print on the victim's sweatshirt?" "It's your son, Jacob's." She slid a stapled report toward me. I scanned the report. It was from the State Police Crime Lab. The report identified a dozen points of comparison between the latent found at the murder scene and one of the knowns on Jacob's print card, much more than the standard 8 required for a positive match. It was the right thumb. Jacob had reached out and grabbed the victim by his unzipped sweatshirt, leaving the print on that inside tag. I said, bewildered, "I'm sure there's some explanation." "I'm sure there is. They go to the same school. Jacob is in his class. They knew each other." "Yes." "It doesn't mean we know Andy." They looked at me with pity, all except the young troopers, now standing by the window, who did not know me and could still despise me as they would any other bad guy. We're putting you on paid leave. It's partly my fault. It was a mistake to let you have the case in the first place. These guys, she gestured toward the troopers, will go to your office with you. You can take your personal belongings. No papers, no files. You're not to touch the computer. Your work product belongs to the office. Who's taking the case? Neil is. I smiled. Of course he is. Andy, do you object to Neil trying the case for some reason? Does it matter what I think, Lynn? Maybe if you can make a case. I shook my head. No, let him have it, I insist. LaJudas looked away, avoiding my eyes. Have you arrested him? More eyes darting around the room, avoiding me. Lynn, have you arrested my son? No. Are you going to? LaJudas cut in. We don't have to tell you that. Canavan put her hand out to still him. Yes, we don't have much choice in the circumstances. In the circumstances? What circumstances? You think he's going to take off for Costa Rica? She shrugged. You already have the warrant? Yes. Lynn, you have my word he'll turn himself in. You don't need to arrest him. He doesn't belong in a jail, even for one night. He's no flight risk, you know that. He's my son. He's my son, Lynn. I don't want to see him arrested. Andy, the district attorney advised, waving away my pleading like smoke, it'd probably be best for everyone if you stayed away from the courthouse for a while. Let the dust settle, okay? Lynn, I'm asking you as a friend, as a personal favor, please don't arrest him. It's not a close call, Andy. Why, I don't understand, because of a fingerprint? That's all there is? You must have more. Tell me there's more. Andy, I suggest you go get a lawyer.
Award-winning author William Lon Day has written the consummate novel of an embattled family in crisis, a suspenseful, character-driven mystery that is also a spellbinding tale of guilt, betrayal, and the terrifying speed at which our lives can spin out of control. For more information about top-selling titles from this award-winning company, go to blackstoneaudio.com. Behind Me Now, Stay There is a Just Imagine Inc. presentation and was recorded in the Blackstone Audio Inc. studios in Ashland, Oregon. If you would like more information about this show, or if you or someone you know would like to be featured, please call 541-708-0525 or visit justimagineinc.com. I'm Cyrus Emerson.
And I'm Lucia Sherman. And for our French listeners, we at Get Behind Me Now, Stay There wish you a heartfelt au revoir.